All right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. Frazier Smith here, Joe Bartnick over there. What's going on, Joe?
Fantastic mood. Penguins are flying. Sid's flying. Letang's flying. Geno's hurt. The Kings play great. I mean, the Luch, the L train. They gave him the key of the city.
Nice. And I like the victory lap after the game.
Yeah. All class.
Yeah.
From all sides.
And
from Boston's fans, from Luch.
And his teammates on the Kings told him to take that lap. They go on out there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You see how happy Kopitar was for him?
Yeah.
Got the goal. Nine different guys scored.
Wow, they look great.
It's funny. I hadn't watched them in a little bit. Through different things I hadn't seen. They looked amazing last night.
How about that Doughty goal?
Where
he banked it off the stick.
Yeah, I like that one. The other one that was amazing was, and I'm not rubbing it all, believe me, this will be enough to rub in the Flyers today. Vinny LeCavalier to Gabrick.
Wow.
I mean, looked like an all-star game.
It really did. Yeah. And Gabrick looked good, too.
Gabrick looked like he's coming on. Yeah. I mean, it was all rolling last night.
Man.
And even better news for the Kings, Ehrhoff today waived, put on waivers.
Wow.
Yeah, our winter of discontent may be over.
I know you were happy about that. Hey, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the NHL.
Millions of things.
You know, where do we start? You want to start with Buff, or do you want to?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, Buff, what can you say? He's everyone's hopes and dreams are now shattered.
They're now shattered.
He's not coming to you.
No.
Are you or me or anybody else?
And nobody. They signed him a 5-year deal, 38 mil. A smart move for them. And I don't know, if I was him, I would have played it out a little bit more. See what you could get.
He definitely took, it comes down to the math. I already did this, so don't think I'm smart, or I took it off Twitter, 7.6. And that to me is like less money than Letang or dead even money with Letang. And I know Letang's been playing awesome right now, but I'll trade him a heartbeat for Big Buff.
Yeah, he ain't Buff. Well, you know, on the open market, he could have got... Who knows?
Yeah, I think he could have been. I think he could have been an 8-5 guy. He's a franchise. He's soup to nuts. I mean,
everybody wanted him.
He's the whole parade. He's the marching band.
Everybody
wanted him. But you know what though? I'm happy for the people of Winnipeg. As much as I wish he was on the Penguins, and just thank God he didn't go to the Flyers. I mean, you know, I'm happy for them. I really am. They need something for their franchise. He's the guy. Let's all move ahead for them, and you know.
Well, now everyone's asking what happens to Andrew Ladd.
Well, he'll be somewhere.
But he's gone.
I think he'll be gone, and I know I'm not trying to crush one of Johnny's precious Twitter segments. But I know I got a lot of tweet. Well, I don't even know. Maybe it wasn't Twitter, but Brian DeMoy, friend of the show, guest of the show, was like, "Well, now does that mean that now?" I'm sorry. Now the big trade piece is, now the big thing is Stamkos, and then Phaneuf got traded.
Phaneuf. Yeah. That was a big trade
to Ottawa for basically, the deal was Matt Fratton, who I had no idea was still in the league. the biggest news of that trade was Lou Lamoriello found Matt Fratton to trade him.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I was watching Babcock last night, and he really said, you know, our trades for down the line. You know what that was. That was a cap thing.
Yeah, but how great of a trade. How great of a coach is Babcock? He got Phaneuf well enough. He got him playing well enough to where Ottawa thinks that he's going to come in there and save their season.
Well,
I have nothing against Phaneuf, but he's a number 3-4 guy now. I mean, he's not going
to turn. No, you're right. You're right.
And last summer people thought he was untradeable. That's how good of a job that Babcock did.
Babcock was glad. Because look at the money they're saving. That's what they're doing.
Well,
it's all for the future.
And this is what I think I talked too quickly on. It seems like there's conflicting reports, but it seems like they're not losing any money. Because they're getting Cowan, they're getting Milan Mihailovic, which is a good player from Ottawa. And I think they kept some of Phaneuf's money. So they didn't really save that much money or any money at all for the Stamkos sweepstakes. That's the point I was trying to get to.
I got you, right.
Now Stamkos is the only real big dog out there
right now, yeah.
And I think, now, your guy, the guy I like but don't love, Tyler Johnson's waking up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Yzerman has to keep Stamkos for the run.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
And then just if you win, maybe he'll take a hometown discount. And if you lose, you're not going to get something back for him. They just lose. They take all the money you were going to spend on him and get three more guys. But I don't know. I wouldn't trade Stamkos.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't.
They have a legitimate shot, and he's playing well.
No, I think you sign him. And as far as Phaneuf goes, you're right. I mean, he's towards the end of his, but you know, in his day, a very tough player, very hard nosed defenseman.
And I think he'll come. I think he'll come through. I think he'll play good for Ottawa. He's not going to have to be the man. Alfredson's the man over there. Not Alfred. Jeez.
Carlson.
Hey, Carlson. I'm back 15 years ago. Alfredson. Alfredson. you know, he won't have to. He can squeeze in there. I just don't think he's going to be the difference maker in Ottawa. I think Ottawa's, you know, Hamburglar's not walking through that door.
No. But I like Babcock's, you know, the whole thing he's pushing for is a future.
Yeah. And, I mean, Lou Lamoriello, I mean, they did not, I mean, Shanahan, whatever, he didn't pick two dummies.
No.
Speaking of Lamoriello, did you see him back? He was back last night in Jersey. Where they hung up Martin Brodeur's.
I love seeing that.
Yeah.
Brodeur got a really nice honor.
Oh, he should.
And he sure deserved it.
He sure deserved it.
And the fans were great.
Yeah.
You know, it was great to see.
And it's funny because now he's the fourth member retired, and the three other guys are Niedermeyer, Danico, and Scott Stevens.
Yeah,
and it's like they don't have a forward. You talk about the trap. they're gonna retire. Lou Lamoriello's like sport coat retired. I mean, like what? there was no offense for a generation injury, but three cups.
Yeah,
three cups.
Yeah, you know it's funny. Last night they had Barry Melrose was on ESPN, and they asked Barry. You know, anyone who was in the news last night, you know, Bufflin, Phaneuf, and Brodeur, he goes, whoever was in the news, who would you take if you had to pick one? He goes, I'd take Brodeur.
Yeah, well,
he
you goes, have to.
You got to pick the goalie. He plays every night.
Yeah.
And that's your guy.
Yeah.
And he did have an amazing career. So I loved seeing that big honor for him last night. That was great.
I think Brodeur is the second best goalie I ever saw.
Is that right? Yeah.
Who? I mean, I think Waugh was just a little better.
Yeah.
A little bit. He had a little bit more to deal with. He played in the 80s. I mean, he won a cup in 86 when it was, in the 80s, 88, maybe, I don't know, 86. You know, he played in the, he started in the way wide open era.
Yeah.
You know, he never really played with the trap.
And
kind of was more, had to make a few more dynamic saves. I mean, I'm taking nothing away from Brodeur. Completely steady.
An amazing goalie. But, you know, I would also throw in there Ken Dryden.
Yeah, well, that's the original six. I mean, I remember Ken Dryden more as an announcer.
Great goalie.
Yes. I mean, I just remember him as like, oh, yeah, the Canadians won another cup. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see him every second of the day.
And the Dominator.
Yeah, a lot of people picked the Dominator number one.
Yeah, you know, because he didn't have as long of a run, I don't think.
No, but he's almost like Jim Brown. He was just great for
when he was there.
Yeah,
in his prime.
He totally crushed it in Detroit. In Buffalo, I mean, he tooled. His days in Buffalo were like Dr. J's in the ABA. Yeah. You know, people who didn't see those saves can't believe how great he actually was.
Amazing goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great to see that for Brodeur. And how about your guys? How about those Pens coming alive a little bit here?
Sullivan's done a masterful job. I just all the young kids coming up, you know. Remember, I mean, I think I've said this show for 3 years, young legs.
Yeah.
You can't beat young legs. They get all the guys because, you know, Bonino's hurt and Fair's hurt. Unfortunately, Gino's out about a week with a bad wheel, which maybe Boone Jenner gave it to him. You don't really know, but you know, yeah, Sid is playing on fire.
Sid's unbelievable right now.
And I literally tweeted and put it on our Facebook page. I take back everything I typed and or said about,
well, you weren't the
Sid.
Only one. You know, a lot of people jumped on him. I was reading a thing today where you know, everyone got on his case and everyone had some kind of, he also said everyone had some kind of suggestion as to how he should get out of his slump. And you know, the GM, I was checking out your GM's take on it, and he said, you know what? He was still doing a lot behind the scenes, even though he wasn't scoring.
See, and I hear that, and I think that's just the way not to throw Sid under the bus.
Yeah, well,
I watched those games. I had never seen Sid play that bad. It was the most frustrating season.
He looked pretty listless. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just played bad. Whatever you want to say, he played bad. And now, I will say this, he's playing like pre-hit in the head.
Scary good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like he's playing like, you know, like
yeah, pre-concussion.
He's in the Winter Classic, the road to the Winter Classic. Like he's putting up points like it's a carnival out there.
Yeah, 7-game goal scoring streak.
Tied with Patty Kane for the season lead, you know. So if he scores tonight, we're taping this on Wednesday, then he'll have the Patty Kane record. He's already like in fifth place or something.
Already. He's got 24 goals, 29 assists.
Yeah, he's at number four in the league.
Watch. He's going to catch up to everybody.
Well, if he, I don't know if he's, well, he already did. I don't think he's going to catch Kane, but
maybe not Kane.
But his second goal was Lemieux like it was Sid before the concussion. It was blasted out of a cannon. No one can stop him. I mean, it was fun to watch. It was fun to see.
You know, while we're on the subject of the Pens, last night they had the night before the rivalry game.
Yeah.
They have the old Wyatt's a rivalry game.
Oh, the Pens Rangers.
Yeah, Pens Rangers. And unbelievable, man. They saw the Adam Graves.
Yes.
You know, on Lemieux.
Yeah.
And then also Shaw. Almost the same. Wasn't it similar? You know? The Graves thing is really what got
yeah
it.
The Graves is what started the Graves is what for a time made the Rangers almost as hated as the Flyers. It was that level of hatred.
Yeah,
like old Patrick Division hatred.
Well, that was a super cheap shot.
Yeah, and some people still deny it, but that's why I've come around and I always give Messier.
When you see it, you can't. You're like, okay. Yeah. That's, you know,
it's still other than the cup wins, the most gratifying victory ever was beating the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
in 92 playoffs. Yeah. But you know, the Rangers have a little hard time right now. McDonough got hurt from Wayne Simmons' sucker punch to the head.
Oh, is that yeah?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I wrote a column for the Pro Hockey News saying the league misses the Flyers. We missed the Broad Street Bullies.
Because it kept everybody honest?
It just kept everybody entertained. Like, you know, I want to see the circus. I want to see all the crap they do. Because it's just, you know, they're Darth Vader. I mean, they're the Iron Sheik. You know, hockey needs that.
Well, I still go back to when the Russians were killing us, killing everybody, and then they went into the spectrum.
Right. But they're back to their old ways. You know, Simmons basically comes in. He sucker punches the Rangers captain, throws his stick at the linesman, somehow doesn't get suspended. I mean, Gudas plays for them. You know, I liked him in Tampa Bay. He's going after knees. You know, because Sunkist got hit by a guy in Tampa on Friday night. Same kind of hip check. Got crushed. Oscar Sundquist is a big dude. He got crushed. You know, the butt to the chest, just got crushed. Same kind of hit. Gudas goes six inches lower. Takes that guy's knees. It shouldn't be in hockey.
No,
and it'll be in the Goon of the Week too. Because you know the Flyers got crushed by the Ducks last night.
So the Ducks. Are looking good, though.
Yeah, they're looking great. You know, it was fun. They went into Philly and, you know, teed them up after the Pens, you know, The pens always torture Gibson, though. You know, I feel bad for Gibby.
Yeah, yeah. he hasn't looked good at home.
No.
His home.
Yeah, his home. But then, you know, Hans Christian Andersen goes in there and looks pretty good in Philly.
Now we got the goalie controversy again for Bruce.
Gives Bruce something to worry about for Valentine's Day. another holiday will pass.
Yeah.
That he made it through.
He did.
It was a fun game, though. It's always fun to see, because the Flyers are always going to pull their crap, you know. I mean, you had Simmons the other day sucker punching McDonough and throwing his stick at the linesman, which I don't know how he didn't get suspended for. It's funny.
Flyers.
Simmons was a classy guy in the Kings. He gets to Philly and he becomes a Flyer.
Sure, instantly. Yeah, yeah.
Starts sucker punching people.
That's what happens.
But I wrote in my column on the Pro Hockey News, though, the league needs the Flyers back. They need Darth Vader back. You know, like they need.
You like having that bad guy team?
Yeah, I like having a team that everyone hates because they stink right now. I mean, they're a one line team that stinks. So why not have, if you're going to lose 4-1, why not make it interesting?
Make it a little more entertaining.
I don't mean injuring other teams' captains.
No,
I mean,
that
you
was...
Manning shoot. I mean, what has Manning ever done in the NHL? He starts mouthing off to Getzlaff. Oh, he tries to run Perry, and it was great. Chris Stewart from Anaheim just is like, stop it. His Stewart will tune him up. And I guess he did a typical Flyer. He probably ducked Stewart then for like the rest of the game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then Maroon just went over and just dusted him.
Yeah, man. Wow. Manning was wild last night, though.
Yeah, Manning.
He was trying to cause some trouble.
You know, he was trying to be a Flyer.
Yeah.
He's trying to be a Flyer. That's fun. And, you know, and that's what they go for in Philly, the fans. That's what even I'm not the biggest Ducks in that. I like the Ducks play-by-play guy, the color guy you can have. But the play-by-play guy was great. He goes, yeah, in Philly, he goes, it's the type of town that comes out to an Easter egg hunt just to boo the kid that didn't get any eggs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, well, they did throw snowballs at Santa Claus, so.
They did. So, you know, but it's a wacky time right now. But I did not like – well, it's funny because Elaine Vigneault, the Ranger coach, was like, well, if they did that to Sid, he'd have been suspended. Well, the problem is that they tried to take Sid's head off the Rangers about two different playoff series. I mean, it took a cross check to break a stick over his neck to actually get a penalty called. I'm not trying to be a homer for Sid, but I mean, Sid, people don't always get suspended for touching Sid.
Well,
he got knocked out for a year and a half, and the guy didn't even get a penalty. So
that's true.
You know,
but people always assume that he's protected.
People always do. I'd be interesting to see if McDavid is protected whatsoever.
He's looking good.
McDavid looks like he's shot out of a cannon.
Oh my God!
And Edmonton, they're like not winning very many games, but they're fun to watch.
Man, they're going to be good in the future.
They are.
And this
fun
kid
to watch.
Is everything as advertised.
We have some official business right now. We have to talk about basically beginning of the year, we switched over to we were free agents for a while. That worked out great. But now we are on Blog Talk Radio Network. We're on Blog Talk Radio, which means we're not on SoundCloud anymore, but we're still on iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere else. But SoundCloud, I guess they're competitors. But basically, the ads are from them, and we are making some decent scratch. And sorry, guys, you have to listen to it. But, you know, when you watch NBC Rivalry Win, you got to put up with Pierre Maguire.
Sure. There's always something.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, you know, and we would do this for free anyway, which we did for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, Frazier's a professional. Johnny Bench is a professional. I'm a professional. We got to get some cash. So I apologize that you have to listen to some ads. But it's just the way.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah. As Steve Jones would say from the Sex Pistols, time to visit the Duke.
So enjoy, and we'll be back right after this.
Right after this. All right, guys, we're back on Puck Off. Joe Bartnik, Frazier Smith, and a lot going on.
Yeah, it's still more and more and more going on. Did you see Coach Q last night?
Yeah, he wasn't too happy.
He wasn't too happy. Well, they've been screwed royally by a lot. Now, what did you think of that call? Did you think it was a goal or not a goal?
It looked
like a goal to me.
I'd say a goal.
Yeah, it did
look like a goal.
Which we were debating all summer. Like, they're going to be so ticky-tacky about this now. It's going to be like the NFL.
Yeah. Well, it's a tricky one to call.
Yeah. And you're the old goaltender here. I mean, they're protecting your union.
Well, I always think that's good because it is an unfair advantage to have somebody blocking you and in your office.
Yeah.
you know? And that one, but, you know, there's so much action in front of there, it's hard, sometimes hard to make that call.
Well, I was hoping it would do away with the, you know, someone absolutely runs the goalie and then they score.
Well, I think that was the point of it.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of ticky-tackness. But
and that was a little ticky-tack.
Yeah, I think that was very ticky-tacky. Yeah. And what really happened was it was the second in two in a row, because the game before, Hossa, they waved a Hossa go off. And you never see Hossa get too demonstrative or too upset. Well, then he scored like 10 seconds later, and he went up to the – and he was jawing at the ref like, is that one good? Yeah. Does that one count?
Well, and you know, and that was a big goal last night, because Sharks were leading 1-0.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that would have tied it.
Yeah.
You know, and then when they won 2-0, you know, Thornton put a goal in at the end and an empty net.
Right.
But basically – you know, that would have made the game much, you know, would have tied the game up.
Oh, 100%. I just, you know, I love Coach Q. And I think it's great that he didn't want to get fined. He didn't want any part of it. He just said, he just put his hands up, said, I'm done.
He did it right. Jones playing pretty well for the Sharks.
Jones is playing well. Marlowe picked it up a little bit
Marlowe, yeah.
Picked it up last night. Yeah, you know, they're right. I mean, they're right there, because everyone else has kind of fallen away. We love the Desert Mutts. We love the Coyotes.
Yeah,
those
I love
kids.
The way they played this year, but they are
starting to
fade.
Fall away. Your boys can't handle their booze. Did you catch that one?
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Your boys in Calgary.
Wow.
Wow,
three guys suspended, including Johnny Hockey.
Johnny Hockey and
it actually worked for him.
And Monahan, it did. They won without him. But, you know, that's not good for the team.
No, come on. Hockey players should be able to handle their booze.
Yeah, I mean, a funny guy today said on the radio, like, hey, if that was in the 70s,
come on,
there'd be a bunch of there'd be no games. Both teams would have no guys to play.
I went to the bar one time after a game with the old Oilers, with Semenko and all those guys, because I was friends with Husey and everybody, and I couldn't believe how much they drank. You know, and how fast they drank it.
Well,
didn't make a difference. They weren't drunk.
Yeah,
they just, that's their thing.
Well, it used to be. It used to be beers in the locker room, beers on the bus, beers on the planes.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be. That's why they invented the morning skate, to make people have to get up in the morning and go skate.
Yeah, that probably stopped a lot of that.
No, it really did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally why they invented the morning skate. But I thought that was, I don't know. I guess Johnny Hockey really is Johnny. He's Johnny Football.
No, you see, he's playing now. He's Johnny Football on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, a lot of you know, people being upset though. I know that without throwing guys, Lindy kind of threw his top defensive pair under the bus the other night. Said we need better. When your top pair plays like that, you're not going to beat anybody. Right at you, Goligoski and Klingberg.
Klingberg had a nice goal there to win it, though.
Yeah, well, he came back. They won last night. He's talking about Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, but Lindy's, you know, is someone, I don't know, I think this might be one of Johnny's tweets, but someone tweeted at me that they were getting on, what do you think of Lindy's future? I think Lindy's safe for at least a year or two.
I would say.
Yeah. But, you know, he's going after people, which he should. He's the coach. I have no problem saying, hey, when this guy's not playing well. He didn't say, Goligoski, you stunk. You cost us the game. He just said, we need more out of our top pairing.
Well, and they're in a tough race. That Central's tough.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, and, I mean, think about it. I mean, our favorite, our guys, the Jets, are, I think, in last place.
Yeah.
And they're technically a good team.
Well, they are. And they're,
But, I watch them a lot, and they confound me. Like, they'll beat the Avs and look good. You think, wow. And then they lose to a crap team, and you're like, what's going on with them? It seems like they can never put it all together. It seems like if Stafford's and Ehlers is playing good, then Little and Ladd ain't doing anything.
Well, maybe having Buff signed and will settle him down. There's been a lot of speculation going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes that throws the team off.
St. Louis is hanging in there with Allen out. Elliott is playing well. I guess Captain Kangaroo is going to have a little barbecue sauce on his roster. You know, they're hanging in there with Allen Hurt. So,
well, I think they look good. But they always look good regular season.
They always look good regular season. Chicago's still on fire. Minnesota, you know, they scratched Vanek. They scratched Zucker. They won last night, but, you know, things are topsy-turvy. Dubnyk not as good as he was last year.
No. No, he's not. And they're having a, you know, hot and cold year.
Yeah, very hot and cold. Take it to the east a little bit. Your boy, the professor.
How about that? I was going to bring that up.
I beat you to it.
Come on, Scrivs. Look at him, man.
Saving Michelle Therrien's bacon.
Well, he started off 0-4, and now he's won three in a row.
Yeah.
I love the professor.
He's getting it done. He's getting it. I mean, something had to happen. I mean, Therrien would be drinking White Russians by himself in the day. He'd probably be canned by now if it wasn't for Scrivens.
Scrivens saved him.
Scrivens is saving him. They're playing a little better. You know, can't think of his name right now.
Well, you know what? When they rated, I was looking at your Hockey News magazine from the before the season, right?
Yes, yes.
And it was the annual edition, and they had picked the top 50 players.
Yes.
Top 50 players. Number one, Carey Price.
Carey Price.
And when he's out that long, you got the number one player out, allegedly number one player out that long. It's a long haul to be without that guy.
Yeah, and, you know, Condon played good for a little bit, but in the end, Condon is an AHL goaltender. So
have a nice little run for a minute.
Nice little run, but, you know, I think they're getting some of the – I mean, Plekanec has scored a bunch of goals lately. Get him back.
That was their thing. They needed to score.
You got him back a little bit. You got Gallagher scoring a little bit again. Wake up Galchenyuk. And, you know, they just lost a lot of ground. You know, I mean, I know the Bees are hanging in there. They got we talked about this. They got absolutely smoked last night.
Man, the Kings.
I mean, like a cheap cigar. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, Yulee's Tobacco Company in Milwaukee wouldn't even sell you a cigar that cheap. How you like that product placement?
That was very good. That was good product placement. Yeah. Well, they haven't had a bad year. You know, Boston's had a pretty good year.
No, you know,
it didn't look good last night.
No, you know, what's funny is we love Marchand. He's like the king of
Marchand's
the rats.
Marchand's been great.
He's like the king of the rats. He'll score two sick goals and still cross check someone in the back of the
Sure, sure.
He would fit in the 70s. That guy's just too much.
But he's really playing well.
He's playing well, and I don't know how they're doing it, to be honest with you, because every time I watch him, Miller looks like crap. Chara looks like crap. Krug disappears. The only guy I see playing is Marchand. And then, like, the games I don't watch are the games that Louis Anderson, I say it every week, Louis Erickson scores.
Right.
You know, a Spooner scores, a Pastrnak scores. Like, that's when I see on the highlights. The games I watch, which I have to endure Jack Edwards as their play-by-play guy, you know, like, it's like, oh, they look terrible. In the games I don't watch, they win like 5-1, and where's all the scoring coming from? So I'll have to do my homework and watch a little bit more Boston to figure it out. But, you know, my second favorite team in the Atlantic, the New York Islanders are coming on right now too a little bit. They kind of got a little wobbly there for a second. And
man, I saw a beautiful face-off draw by Tavares.
Johnny T.
Wow.
You know
that
how, you
guy
know,
is great.
In Capuano, you know, he's got the best fourth line in hockey, but he split up the scoring lines. He split up. He put Strome with Johnny T. He knocked a Poso down. A Poso got a hat trick. He put him on the second line. So he's playing with Nielsen. He got Bailey on the third line. He's not all on one line anymore. So, you know, he's not all of his ducks aren't on one and a half lines. So, you know, it's a big year for Capuano. I like him, and they expect a lot out of the Islanders in Brooklyn. You know, he has to win. He has to win right now, I think.
Well, yeah. How about Clutterbuck? Got that shootout goal?
I mean, yeah. What more do you want from the guy? He leads the world in hits. He'll fight you, and he's a shootout winner.
I love that guy.
I know. He's exactly what Minnesota – I mean, he left Minnesota, and they've never really replaced him. They never replaced that kind of heart and soul.
It's hard to replace a guy like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Islanders have that in spades. Speaking of having everything in spades, how about the Capitals just keep on rolling?
Man, they look good, don't they?
Your boy Oshie just fits right in over there.
He does.
Justin Williams.
Justin Williams has helped him.
You know you're nitpicky when the national media is like they need to get a backup goaltender. Yeah. you know things are bad when it's like Grubauer's not cutting it at the backup goaltender.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I know you want insurance for Hope. I mean, Hope he's the best goaltender in the league right now.
Playing very well. They've won four in a row. He's playing great.
Yeah.
Ovi got his 31st.
Ovi just playing. Ovi playing possessed. Yeah. Playing possessed again. It refreshed. He missed the All-Star game. What I want to get back to is, you know, Tavares reminds me so much of Lemieux. Is Islanders lost 5-1 the other night, right? They lost 5-1.
Yeah.
Who got the power play goal? Tavares.
Of course.
Like, he's always going to get a goal.
Well, he's so
it's like
slick.
Lemieux. He's always going to score. You know, even if they lose, he's going to score. You're not going to do that to you're not going to do that.
That's real talent. Now, we've got to talk about those Panthers, man.
Jaromir Jagr, you want to hear the stats on Jaromir Jagr. He's up to 6th in assists at 1,101.
Nice.
He's 4th in points at 1,893. 4th in goals at 738. That might even be wrong. He put one in last night. So that might be even be a wrong number. In games, he's coming in on 1,600.
Wow.
And he missed 3 years in Russia.
Yeah.
In two lockouts.
Yeah, that's right. Man, what a career. What a player.
What a player.
Yeah, great player.
And it's probably my favorite non-Penguin. Obviously, it's Jaromir Jagr. But my favorite non-Penguin, I just guaranteed I'll see him in Pittsburgh because I'll be in Pittsburgh when Winnipeg plays the Penguins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I get to see Big Buff.
Yeah, you'll see Buff. That's Which, great. You know,
Buff destroy somebody.
Well, he's got to feel, he's got to be glad this whole thing's over. Even though, you know, I felt like he could have got more money than he did. But it's nice to have it settled.
Right.
You can focus on playing.
Well, and how much does I know there's a lot of taxes in Canada. But probably, $1 million in Winnipeg probably goes a hell of a lot more than it goes in Orange County.
Well, I would say, yeah.
Or in Westchester.
And that's U.S. dollars.
Yeah, they get paid always in U.S.
U.S., right? Yeah.
Yeah, they always get paid in U.S., which must sting.
Otherwise, it would take that $38 million down to $3 million. No.
you're half Canadian, or what's your official
half Canadian?
You are half Canadian. Yeah. That's your official status.
Yeah, dual citizenship.
That's what Blog Talk Radio pays us at half Canadian.
Oh, they do. Oh, well, then I take that back.
a couple injury notes. The Penguins play the Rangers tonight. The Rangers are a little struggling a little bit. They won. Thank God they beat the Flyers the other day. But they're struggling a little bit.
Still in second place.
Still in second place. We got to catch them. But now McDonough's out thanks to the Wayne Simmonds sucker punch. But Nash is out. And that hurts.
But they
get Kevin Klein back, which is huge.
Yeah, that helps.
He's played the last two games and looks amazing. And of course, my buddy Yandel scored the game tying goal.
Look at Yandel.
And people are like, "Are you conflicted?" It was Yandel. I'm like, I'm never conflicted when the Flyers lose.
That changes.
I don't care if Osama bin Laden has the tip in at the crease. I want the creamsicles to lose.
Well, it's nice to see Yandel playing well.
Yeah, maybe the Rangers will pick up Erhoff. So no one to go in the corner. Yeah. Just throw the puck, and it's like throwing a biscuit to a dog. Oh, you guys, go ahead, go get it. Your ball,
That's
your
hilarious.
Puck, your puck.
Yeah, man.
But Spezza is week to week for the Dallas Stars. Johnny Boychuk is back for the Islanders, which makes them hot again.
That helps.
Craig Wilson is back in Nashville. And Nashville is a team that needs to score some more goals. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Nashville.
Guys, they are.
That division, though, is insane. I still like Dallas to Chicago. I'll go with Captain Kangaroo. Do you like Nashville down there, Captain?
Well, you know what? Colorado tied with them.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, did you see Wago nuts the other night?
Yes. Yeah, I love that. He goes off.
Oh, that was great. He just lost his marbles.
Yeah, he goes off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's tight there. I mean, look, and even the Wild's just 2 points behind him. I mean, you know, that's a real race for the.
Oh, that's right.
In that Central.
I got asked to dump all over the Wild because whenever time I hate them, they play better. But they're playing where I think they should be.
You know, that's quite a battle for fourth place.
Though. Yeah, and, you know. That team just plays good enough to squeak out those games with Parisi, just a bona fide winner.
He's great.
You know what I mean? It's like they play good enough to be at 2-2 with the puck on his stick with 3 minutes left, and Parisi's going to bury it. So that's about where they're at.
Well, in Nashville, Colorado, Minnesota, all right there.
All right there.
You know, it's yeah.
Poor Winnipeg. I wish they would have.
I think it's a surprise, right, to everybody because last year they had such a nice run.
Yeah.
Everybody thought this year they'd step it up even a little further, and they didn't.
I tell you what, I like Colorado right now, not just because I think you just have to love Waugh and the passion, but I like Johnson, their younger defenseman. I like Barry's playing better. He's stepping up. Of course, I love Beauchemin, the old Anaheim Duck, and Eric Johnson and – you know, I think their D's coming along, and Varlamov's playing. He won his court case. He's back in the fold. They have a lot of scoring spread out. I like Colorado in the four hole.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah, if there is a five hole, then probably Nashville. I'll give Pekka Rinne and Weber and Yossi the benefit of the doubt.
You think Nashville fades, or you think they?
I think they'll hang around. I don't. I think Minnesota has to go big. If they want to light up Stevie Yzerman's phone, you know, I don't know. I think Minnesota needs a big jump. Talent-wise.
Needs a boost. Yeah,
a big one, talent wise.
Well, it's an interesting race there, and things are starting to get interesting all over.
It is, and what's very interesting is the awards, and they are coming up right after this. The Swedish Hammer, number four, Mr. Jarmuson, our buddy Kenny in Chicago, is still number one. But me, I'm making my charge.
Uh-oh.
Up to number nine. I told you I'm coming. I see
Look
six.
Out.
I see six. It's coming. And the great Johnny Bench.
Where's
right
Johnny?
Behind you.
In 10th. He's, yeah, we're not the bottom feeders anymore.
No,
people.
You guys are moving on up.
Every time I log in, I see green. Every time.
There you go.
See, that's how
he's
you
making moves.
He's got the attitude, man.
He actually picked up Gustav Nyquist, who scored a goal.
Well, see, that's what I love about Johnny. He went out and got Nyquist. Nice going, buddy.
Making moves.
He'll get you some assists. Maybe no goals, but some assists.
The awards program of today could actually be called, is actually almost all Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh,
they've
had
so many stupid things this week. You'll love it. This is for Tommy Thompson in Flyer Nation, or are they even a nation anymore? They're like a city state,
a district.
Yeah, the district of Philly.
Yeah,
Cheesesteak Nation. So for the skirts of the week. We got two different ones. We have two different ones, and both in Philly. We have the Jacob Voracek just flipping the puck over, just flipping the puck out of bounds. He didn't want to take a hit, he either did that or took an ice. I forget. I was happy.
It's the Cam Newton award.
It was a Sunday morning game. Yeah, exactly. The Cam Newton, and just didn't want to take a hit. That's not winning hockey. But the real skirts, the one that I totally want to give it to. Is Mr. Michael Delzato and the ghost just nowhere to be found playing defense, let Matt Niskanen come right down Broadway and score on Mason. I mean, you talk about leaving your goaltender out to dry. They were between the circle. They were between the dot. Eddie O, his head almost exploded on Sunday. He couldn't find him on the telestrator. He was like, where's the defense?
Where'd he go?
Where'd they go? And, you know, the ghost is a nice kid, nice player. Delzato, garbage. But, I mean, you're going to let Niski? Niski's not even fast. They weren't even in the screen. So there's your skirts of the week.
Well, who do you like for skirt of the week?
I'm giving it to those two. Because, you know, Voracek, I would just give a clown. Here's Voracek. Hey, let's go sucker punch Silverberg, like the smallest duck.
Uh-huh,
we're already
got
losing.
It.
Voracek's a bum. He's a Claude Giroux, which will get to your award right now, Brian, here, the Howie Young.
The Howie Young Award. Who did something weird this week?
Well, the mediocre, overrated Claude Giroux.
Uh-oh.
He scored a goal against Nashville. I know it's a big surprise, Claude. But then he like brings with the Nashville guy. I think his name's Arvidsson. He brings him in. They're like, hey, join our little hug pile.
Oh.
The guy was just skating by it. Like,
come on.
Yeah.
No, you
Claude,
don't.
You couldn't get your binoculars from the golf course you'll be on next month to see the playoff race, and that's the way you're going to act?
No, that's wrong.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's like pulling the Superman card when you're down by 30.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
You know?
All right, so he gets – I agree. The Howie Young Award goes to Claude Giroux.
Claude Giroux. Now, I think that's – so we'll move this down to the Gooners. This is another – is borderlines on Howie, but we'll move it to the we'll move it to the Gooners. No Claudes, no Marios. We do have a true. Let's let George Thurgood play a little bit here. Because this is the truest of the Bobby Probert Awards.
It might even graduate to the Gordie Howe Award.
I'm sure Mr. Howe is probably watching it right now. He probably TiVo'd this. It's probably on his TiVo. Evander Kane.
Yeah, how about that?
A goal in three fights.
Three fights. Three fights.
Three fights. Petrovic got beat every time.
But, well, I saw Kane talking about it afterwards.
What did he say?
He's like, he's a pretty big boy. He goes, maybe I wasn't so smart to do that.
Yeah, Petrovic always got like two shots in, and then Kane got the last one.
Yeah.
It's like Petrovic always thought he was going to get the big one.
Yeah.
He never did. But you got to love a guy that scores in three.
Yeah, Evander Kane. Come on.
Evander,
that was awesome.
Yeah, the true Robert Probert Award.
Awesome.
I mean, the true. Now, the true man on the Silver Mountain, Ronnie James Dio.
Come down with fire.
It was the Islanders versus the Edmonton Oilers. And you think, oh, my God, you have to pick McDavid. No, the great Kyle Okposo with the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, baby.
In Crooklyn to send the Edmonton Oilers to the loss. All right, now we have three killer saves this week. Three killer saves. Somebody save me. I don't know what's wrong, fans. We love you guys out there. I apologize. The quick batting the puck out of the air with the stick, I couldn't find it. Every time I Google it, I get a game from Toronto with quick batted the puck out like 3 years ago. And I'm like, I'm going to look for it again on my big computer because on my phone and my app.
Well, I didn't see that, but everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, that's the one because I've been trying to put up these saves. So this week's three saves are Schneider, which I liked. I think it was very nice on Marty Brodeur night. Mr. Schneider with the Letestu came down in a 2-on-1. He got the pass. Schneider, just a big
stoned him,
stonewalled him. This one in the freeway battle, the Ducks versus the Kings. Quickie's backup, Mr. Enroth, with the glove save. Whole lot of glove.
Yeah.
On Perry.
That was a whole
big
lot of glove.
Big glove save on Perry. I mean, they lost anyway. But and then our buddy, our old buddy, Dubs, Devin Dubnyk on Oscar Lundqvist of the Rangers, backhander. And Dubnyk says no.
Yeah, I still think he's a great goalie.
Yeah, he's he's just not magical like last year, but he had a good year.
He's not having as good as last year, but he's good. Well, I'm going with Quickie.
All right.
Batting that thing out of there.
Well, that was last week, so okay. I can't find it. It's either Enroth or Schneider.
Oh, I'm going with Schneider.
Yeah, and I think I'll be able to find that because it was on Marty Brodeur night.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I give it to him.
Yeah, if not, we'll have to give Johnny more things to do. Go search for that. All right, now, some incredible goons this week. A lot more goons. A lot of goons this week.
TNT, I'm dynamite. TNT, I'll win the fight. TNT, I'm a power. TNT, watch me explode.
First of all, one who was almost up for the Howie Young Award, but we put him in the Goon Award was Kadri. Nazem Kadri got destroyed by your buddy Giordano last night.
Yeah, how about that?
And then did the old pirate slash of the neck.
Yeah.
Which the league doesn't particularly like. He might have to sit the game for that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I know they were defending him on Sportsnet, but I don't see anything wrong with the slash of the throat. I think that's good fun.
That's fun.
But that's what my buddy, not my buddy, the guy I love, Nick Kiprios, he goes, how many times we complain there's no passion in the game? Then the guy shows some passion and they want to sit him down.
Good point.
You know, it's the best show, Sportsnet, with Sportsnet in the mornings on the Hockey Channel.
Oh, yeah.
The best show with Doug McClain and Nick Kiprios and sometimes our boy Corey Hirsch.
And I was I love it when Corey's on there. Yeah. I was watching last night though, Catherine Tappan and JR. I just love JR.
Yeah, you can't beat JR.
Yeah.
You can't beat Catherine Tappan.
She's awesome.
Who are we kidding? All right. Here's some more fun goons. We have your boy, Mr. Abdelkader, absolutely crushed Barkov.
I loved him in that fight. He was
Yeah, and then beat McKenzie. McKenzie came in to say Barkov's honor.
Yeah.
And, that's what Detroit needs, some of that.
We do need that.
And a real stupid move there. Drew Stafford, who's actually scored some goals for our beloved Winnipeg Jets, just swung his stick like it wasn't looking and just swung his stick like behind him and hit Holden of Colorado right in the neck. Just like a 3-year-old. A terrible thing. In a bantamweight fight, Ehlers and we always like to show the bantamweights. Ehlers and Barry in a scrap. For the Avalanche versus the Winnipeg Jets. In the same Avalanche versus Jets game, McLeod fought Thornton. Those guys fight every single time they play.
Right.
So that's always just fun just to acknowledge
the
two old guys. Then we have the Simmons sucker-punching McDonough and then throwing his stick at a linesman. I don't understand how that does not get and I like Simmons. I don't know how you can throw your stick in a line, especially after that guy got crushed and they're trying to sit Weidman down for forever.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, good
now,
point.
Now, Simmons throws a stick at one of them, and he gets nothing.
Nothing, yeah. That's weird.
We got Charlie Coyle absolutely destroying Peter Angelo, big guy, and knocking him out for 3 weeks. Charlie Coyle of the Minnesota Wild. We have Darnell Nurse of the Edmonton Oilers, big young strapping defenseman, high draft pick, just beat the hell out of this kid from Ottawa. Just beat him to death. It was a hell of a fight. And then we have in the Edmonton Islander game, we had Zach Cassian back. He beat the hell out of Straight, and our buddy Matt Martin crushing Griba, who's a big guy from Ottawa. But the two that I'm going to go with, and I'll see what you think, the two to pick from, I think are Maroon just destroying Manning. You
got to love that.
You got to love it when the Flyer guy's doing all kinds of Flyer stuff. And then, what a Maroon. Just knocks him out. And then my favorite hit of everybody, of everything, was Ovi in 3-on-3 in overtime, just freight trains Josephson of the Devils. And then scores.
That was pretty awesome.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw a
that
highlight.
Was in 3-on-3. Who says you can't hit in 3-on-3? You can if you're the great eight.
If you're Ovi. You know what? I want to pick Evander Kane.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm going.
He's allowed to pick up more hardware. He's allowed.
But I'm going with Ablocator.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
You know why? Because you don't see that out of a lot of Red Wings.
No.
Not these days.
But it's great. And he you know, and Barkov's out. So I want him to get better. We like the Panthers. He's Jogs' center. But, you know, he knocked them good. And that was a pretty clean hit. You know, it wasn't dirty. I hate when a guy goes shoulder and then the guy looks down for a second or just drives into his head. Like, it wasn't a dirty hit.
I don't think so.
It went shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Most of it. If you take that out of hockey, then let's just, you know, then let's just watch the ice capades.
I agree.
Is Dorothy Hamill on?
I agree.
All right. That was a very fun week of Goons. And we'll be back with Tony Bench. Hey, Tony.
Come on, Tony. All right.
Tony Bench.
Forget about it. All right. We're back on Puck Off. And Johnny, what do we got?
We have Zach Boychuk from the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yes, Zach
number
Boychuk.
22.
Zach.
Remember Zach Boychuk. Look, a former Penguin.
Yeah. He just started following us on Twitter this weekend.
Oh, right on,
well,
Zach.
That's great.
Well, welcome aboard.
We love Zach.
Tell Captain Ron we said hello.
And he is our new favorite player.
Thank you. And also tell him to ask him how the Stahl's handicaps are.
Wow.
How does he like playing golf with Jordan? Actually, Jordan's been playing tough hockey lately. I guess he wants out of there.
Well, we're glad Zach's on board.
Yeah, we like Zach.
All right, first tweet goes to Ned. He says, do you think Faneuf will benefit from less pressure playing under Carlson at Sens?
Dion Faneuf, I think he will benefit from being because I don't think they're going to break up Mathot and Carlson. So, I mean, so he'll be paired with CeCe. I like CeCe as a defenseman, and he's not going to be under the scrutiny of being in Toronto.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to, and also he doesn't have to be the number one guy.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to take some pressure off.
And he'll probably get some secondary. I mean, you know, they got some guys that can score on that team, you know, Hoffman and Stone and those guys. So he'll probably get some more assists, a little pad stats a little
he's
bit.
He's just there to hit people.
Yeah, I think he's going to fit in. He's been a trooper for a long time in this league, playing under a lot of pressure and a lot of big, you know, I think this is really a kind of a come down in pressure. I think he's going to enjoy himself, get a little fire under him.
Yeah.
I think it's good for him.
Darren says, way too many good goals overturned for ticky-tack goalie interference after coach's challenge. You guys agree?
Well, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, now it's become an epidemic the other way, which I knew was going to happen.
That was a good example last night with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that was one of the more ticky-tacky ones, too. And it was funny, actually, when I saw what happened to Fleury, actually got run and they didn't call it. It's really up to the referees. It has to come back a little bit the other way. I don't know, but yeah, I actually don't even mind that as much as, and we talked about this a couple months ago. I don't like the offsides one. The offsides one is because now every play is being called offsides just so the linesmen don't look bad when they go back and review it. Yeah. And it seems like it's really throwing off the play. I mean, it's cost David Perron almost a career. the time, you know,
but back to the goalie thing. I think that the weird thing about it is it's so subjective,
right?
You know, the ref's got to make a call, and they're not consistent.
Here's the thing, though, Frej. If you want to make it black and white, then we're back to the days of
the
Brett Hall. No one's allowed in the blue paint except Brett Hall in game six.
Brett Hall could camp out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know what I mean?
That's true.
I don't know how you – it's become a little bit of an epidemic.
It's a judgment call, and I guess you have to live with that.
I think it's – somehow you have to penalize the coach for – it seems like taking away a timeout isn't enough because – it's only like, hey, if you get scored on and you kind of want to regroup and take a timeout anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like maybe they should almost make it like a 1 minute power play or something to make it like you're not
make that penalty a little stiffer.
You're not just going to bitch about every goal that's scored against you.
Right, because it means something.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that.
Goal. That might be a way to handle it. Yeah.
Bagel says, I'm a homer, but can you name a better rat in the past decade than Brad Marchand?
No.
Quite a rat.
Yeah. Not a better.
Who also plays well.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a better one that's a player. I mean, I know some rats.
There's plenty of rats.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, with intent to injure and ruin careers. But as far as
Rafi Torres,
someone that can play, absolutely. I'll take Brad Marchand on my team any day.
El Chapo Jr. says, what's the next move for Winnipeg now that Buff has been locked down for a while? I know you guys touched on that, but maybe elaborate a little bit.
Well, the speculation is that that makes Andrew Ladd very tradable.
I would make sure I think Trouba needs signed, and then I think you got you have Trouba, Myers, Buff, and one other kid Enron. I'm gonna look it up. So then you have four defensemen. Then I think you ship Ladd and whatever you need and go get a number one. I like Brian Little. He's not a number one center. You're going to have – or you go out and get your number one. If it's not Hollerback, go get your number one goaltender.
Where could you see Ladd going?
Rangers. The Rangers need a shakeup, and they'll probably pay for him. I think he has to go to. I think he's going to go to a good team. I don't think he's a bottom feeder guy. I mean, like Philly could use him. He's a good player. He's a good leader guy. He's a good leader guy. I think Philly could use him. They say Florida is a spot for him. Maybe, but I think Florida has enough firepower. I don't think Florida needs anything.
They don't need much. Yeah,
I think Florida needs anything to be honest with you. Maybe Tampa Bay. You know, maybe Tampa Bay. I don't know. But I would solidify goaltending. Their defense is solidified. I would then go after either goaltending or a big, strong number one center.
Okay, you got to get somebody good for him.
You know. Either you're in the offseason because their defense is done. The defense is done. Enstrom.
There you go.
Yeah, they have Enstrom, Trouba, Myers, and Bufflin. They got their top four defensemen.
Their D is set.
As good as anybody in the league. I know Trouba's having a little bit of an off year, but they're set. I would go after, and and I wouldn't throw away the future right now though. I would just get major pieces, and I wouldn't nickel dime it to get back in this race. I wouldn't throw away their future because their future is all is completely ahead of them.
Yeah, and you got to get somebody good for Ladd.
Yeah, well, but my point would be I would take a couple draft. I'd take like a number one draft pick.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because what are you going to do this year with the guy? Unless you get a great center. I'm saying I would go either package him and get a stud, a bona fide stud center, or I just take
go for a future.
Take two number twos or a number one.
Yeah, okay.
Novice goalie wants to know, should Mrazek be considered for the Vezina this year?
Well,
I like him. Considered, yes. Give it to him, no.
I think there's other goalies playing better, but he has played well.
He's played great.
And he solidified himself as the goalie in Detroit.
Yeah, you know what? I think he could be considered. Maybe he's in the mix. Maybe he's a top three. Maybe. In my mind, it's Holtby.
Holtby, I would go with.
My mind is Holtby, and then Schneider's playing. If New Jersey makes the playoffs, Schneider has to be.
I'm throwing Scrivens in the mix.
Schneider has to be up for Vezina.
And two more. Elchap Junior wants to know.
This one's actually
from jail. He's
yeah, yeah. This one's actually
from jail.
From what's his name?
He'll be out in a week.
He says, great show again this week, guys. Enjoyed Mr. Boydston as guest. Frage, what do our wings need to be a real threat?
You know what? I think just continue on their path. You know, they have a lot of great young players, and I think it just takes time for some of those guys to get their bearings. But in the next couple of years, the wings are going to be great. And I do think I like seeing Ablocator in that, fighting the other night. That's kind of what I think the Wings have been missing in the last few years is grit.
Yeah, and I like the young kid I brought up, the Andres guy.
Yeah, he's big.
He's got a little chutzpah. I don't like Cromwell being out for infinity. I would have liked them. Well, I guess they really were very close to FNUF last year. So,
yeah, that might have been a pickup.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think they might need a little.
I think they still
really
need
like
some scoring.
Him. I think they might be a little bit. I think they might need a little bit more on the back end. But who's gonna fall apart? You know, I mean, the four guys I mentioned. I don't know. You know, now that's where I think that maybe Winnipeg would be wrong, foolish, but it wouldn't be foolish for Detroit. I love Darren Helm. Or like that, something
yeah,
like
Helm's,
that.
Yeah.
You know, Helm and but would you trade a Helm to get like a Trouba or an Enstrom or a Tyler Mott? You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
You think, well, maybe Winnipeg would go that way? Because Winnipeg could easily use a Darren Helm.
Yeah, they could.
You know, it'd probably take more than Helm to get something like that. I think Detroit's playing great. I'm so happy. The league is good when Detroit's good. I know. I love them.
Well, they're talented and young, you know.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of good young players.
And the Witch is coming up. Richards is hitting the score sheet again lately against some assists. I mean, they're right there. Because, Florida's right there. But, look, Barkov just got knocked off. They're young. Other than Yager, they're young. Willie Mitchell and Yager and Thornton, they're young. So who knows what's going to happen to them in the playoffs?
Yeah, you don't know. But
and you could wear Luongo out. So then I think Detroit's the second-best team. I mean, I know I didn't give Tampa Bay credit last year at all, but I still think Detroit's a better team when push comes to shove.
Well, I think they are this year.
Then, okay.
Yeah.
Especially with Dylan.
Yeah.
Then Tampa Bay. So I don't
– And Larkin's going to be a superstar.
I'm going to do Punch Drunk next week, and they're always like, what are your picks? And I'm going Capitals versus Detroit in the conference finals.
Really?
Yeah.
I
really believe that. I think Mrazek can – because I think they're going to get Tampa. Or if they get Boston, they're going to beat Boston in the series.
I think so, yeah.
And then they'll – then I don't know. You know how much I love Yager and I love Bobby Lou. I just – hey, I'll take my chances with the Witch. Zetterberg and Mrazek.
Well, the Witch comes on strong in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the thing. Let's
experience.
It's all fun and dandy until it's 1-1 in the third.
Yeah, there you go.
Then who do you want to line up? I mean, I love Peary and the kid from Pittsburgh, Trochiak.
But
they send out Zetterberg, you know, Ablocator and the Witch.
Yeah.
Who you know?
There you go.
There you go. But I would go for a defenseman. Getting back to your original, I think they need them. But I say that about every single team except the Blackhawks.
You see, well,
you know,
with good reason.
Yeah.
Last one, Bryce says, love how you guys always talk Jets. So cool that someone other than local media talking Jets and gain outside perspective.
Well, we really like the Jets. You know, last year they were our darlings. And I think around, you know, for a lot of people, because they surprised everybody. This year, they've struggled a bit.
Yeah, I don't like the way they're playing this year. They're literally not as fun for me to watch. They don't get after it as much as they did last year. And I'm down on them. I'm down on them. Before, they were one of my go-tos for, like, you know, after the Eastern time zone, I'm looking for the Jets or the Avalanche.
But I think
and now it's like I'm not looking for the Jets much because they're not playing with that same run everybody over mentality that Buff still seems to play.
You know, maybe it clears the air a little bit to have this Buff thing settled, as I mentioned earlier, though, simply because sometimes that hangs over a team. You know, they're wondering what's going to happen. Is our superstar leaving?
Yeah.
All that stuff. You know, maybe it'll settle them down. They'll start playing again.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Follow us at Puck Off Podcast.
Yeah, guys, Johnny loves it. I mean, we know we have tons and tons of listeners. So just follow us on Twitter. You know, we don't get anything out of it. It's cool for Johnny, and we like when you guys let us know when we try to answer all your questions. And, you know,
we love it.
We like the kibitz.
No one has better fans.
No one has better fans. No one. We love you guys. You guys are the best.
All right, guys. Another exciting show. A lot going on in the NHL. Really fun. And
it seems like every time there's so much to talk about, I feel like I get scatterbrained.
And well, there's so much.
Literally, when I was typing in my notes because I want to be able to read. I'm sick of not being able to read my own writing. So, you know, it just seems like there's so much between Brodeur and Buff and Klein and Luch coming back.
And
Coach Q. And
Phaneuf getting traded.
Phaneuf getting traded. And Gino out. And Sid on fire.
Yeah.
Big one tonight. Rivalry Wednesday. I will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the 25th and the 26th at the Arcade Theater with a bunch of the local comics, the great comedy scene.
Hometown.
And then I'll be at Flappers the first weekend in March. Mr. Frazier.
Well, I'm at the world-famous Laugh Factory this Friday. And on Saturday, the world-famous Comedy and Magic Club.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
that's
be down
club.
There. And, you know, on the KLOS show, Sunday nights, 10 till 2. I really appreciate everybody listening. I had the Queen on this week, Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, I will be on in not this week. The next week I'm going to come on.
Are you? Okay, great. That's right. You're coming on the show. Okay, that'll
be
great.
Not Sunday, but in a week.
That'll be great. And it was great having the Queen on. She was hilarious and just ripped me apart on my own show, which is an honor, actually.
No one does radio like her.
She is great. And this week, it looks like I may have the great Eric Dickerson.
Oh, that's right.
Because the Rams are back in L.A.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Well, thanks, guys. We really appreciate you listening. Zach, you're our new favorite player.
Zach. That's great. Zach Boychuk.
That's awesome. For Joe Bartnick and Johnny Bench, this is Frazier Smith for Puck Off. We are out!